Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honeychild will be all ears.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Hello, listeners. This is Rohit Joseph. You're listening to Soul Sandwich. Ola is away this week on some school business. As you know, it is a rough time of year to be a student when you've got the oppression of exams and papers, one of which I was actually just subject to, and I pulled an all-nighter. So if I'm a little bit loopy today, I apologize. But hey, I'm here to do the show, and I'm here to give you some awesome, soulful music. And we got some new stuff. We got some fresh things. I just discovered the beauty of Spotify, and I've been making playlists. I've been so psyched. I've been getting really excited for all the new music I've been discovering. So we're going to start things off today with a soulful tune from one of Toronto's best. And this artist is Majid Jordan. If you haven't heard of him, well, you're about to hear of him right now. He released a new track just not too long ago, I think, actually just this week. And it's called Something About You. So why don't we get things started, get the show on the road. You listen to Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM on this broadcasting live on this beautiful campus on unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. Enjoy.
Something about you.
When you dance with me, it's the way you move, it's the way you move. In time with me, yeah, it's the thought of you, it's the thought of you that's driving me. Something about
And you're back on Soul Sandwich. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves on this relatively gray but typical Vancouver day. And I mean, you know, this is the thing, though. We're in the middle of winter, but at least Christmas is upon us and all the holidays and all the various cultural celebrations that come along with it. So if you're out there and you're, you know, struggling through that work day or you're struggling through studying and just need that little motivation, well, don't worry. The relaxation will come soon. I feel you. I was like feeling a bit in the pits and, you know, and I was stressed with all the work I had, but I only have one more assignment left. So I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm feeling pretty good. And I want to spread those good vibes to you. So what we just played, by the way, was Majid Jordan, Something About You. Just to let you know a little bit about Majid Jordan, it's actually two Toronto producers, one of whom is Majid Al-Maskati, and the other is Jordan Ullman. And together, they form Majid Jordan. They're an alternative R&B kind of hit and meets underground hip-hop, and they actually met while studying at the University of Toronto. So in early 2013, they had dropped their debut EP, Good People, and they released the song After Hours as a free download. And next thing you know, later in the year, Drake collabs with them, and they're huge, and they go major. And the track climbed into Billboard's top 10 in the summer of that year, and Drake signs them on to OVO Music, and the rest is history. And now Majid Jordan are making big things, and they're continuing to spread the good word of Canadian music. The thing is, like, R&B is not a genre that Canada's well known for, but it looks like we're making strides in this genre. And speaking of, we've got another artist who you could describe as R&B, as pop, but really, she's just, like, all-around awesome. It doesn't really matter what category you put her into. Her name is Alessia Cara. She's been played on CBC Music. She's been gaining traction on you know, all over the world in various radio stations. She's been I think she's gonna make it big this year. I mean, you could argue that she already has. And the first song I'm gonna play off Alessia Cara's album Know It All is called Stone. So if you want something a little bit laid back and chilled out, but very emotional and powerful, well, Alessia Cara's got it. But she's also got those upbeat tunes, and I'll let you hear one of those right after Stone. Let's see what you think. I mean, I'm thinking that Alessia Cara is going to, you know, she's going to be the next person to rep Canada big on the pop and R&B front. So let's get to it. Here's Stone by Alessia Cara off her debut album, Know It All. Enjoy.
So much on my mind. it blurs.
That was Alessia Cara with Stone. Beautiful, beautiful song. But we're going to keep things going, and we're going to just pump it up a little bit. The next song by Alessia Cara that we've got lined up is My Song. It's called My Song. And it's a little bit more upbeat, so hopefully it'll match the tune of you moving in traffic. I hope you're not stuck in the gridlock. Or if you are, then at least you can pretend like you're moving with this nice upbeat tune from Alessia Cara called My Song.
To find my peace in solitude, these empty rooms spin, and I embrace the flaws of being human, the black and white, and sometimes the grays that stay for days, the in-between time, the meantime, that make the song of life sing. Play, rest, repeat, read exactly what is written on the sheet, don't deviate, they say, but I will play what's best for me. Press the keys and pull the strings, create a symphony that's mine. And I'll spend my life in my song, my song, and verses.
So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
I'm Colin Mockery.
And I'm Deb McGrath. For 8 years, we've been going online to choose gifts like chickens and goats for children and families living in poverty. Gifts that provide food, income, and a hopeful future.
All thanks to World Vision's gift catalog. For gifts that change lives,
go to worldvision.ca/gifts.
The UBC English Students Association invites students to submit their original work to be presented at the Colloquium, the second annual conference to be hosted by the ESA. This conference features presentations from undergraduate students, graduate students, and faculty members, and offers a great opportunity to showcase your research and to see the work being done by other members of the English department. Submissions will be accepted until 11:59 p.m. on Friday, December 11th. Please visit ubcenglish.com and the UBC English Students Association on Facebook for more information.
You're back on CITR 101.9 FM with Soul Sandwich, and you just listened to My Song. It's called My Song by Alessia Cara off her album Know It All, which has been picking up a lot of steam, not just in Canada, but around the world. And, Drake, I'm sure, is going to collab with her at some point. It's just a matter of time. And probably other big-time hip-hop artists in the United States will also jump on the bandwagon, because Alessia's voice is just amazing, and she's going to go places, it's without a doubt. Now we're going into, speaking of the hip-hop territory, but also mixing it up in the hip-hop territory, is
a new artist who one of my friends who has been on this show before, his name is Jordy. He actually recommended I check him out, and he showed me a couple of songs, and I was really impressed. This guy, his name is Rory. Now, Rory is, it's very hard to describe his music because on one hand, he does rap, but on the other hand, he sings like beautifully, and it's like folk. It's like folk and hip-hop made love and had a beautiful baby, because it is amazing. And he, but also he like, he can like spit bars too. Like there's some songs where it's just like straight up hip hop, and it's, it sounds like raw and you know, as good as like the best in the game. Like in fact, his flow is quite similar in some of his more rap heavy tracks. His flow is quite similar to Andre 3000, and you'll be able to see that. And he's also been inspired by Chance the Rapper, King Krule, and Lord, who, you know, are his contemporaries, people who are just like maybe a couple years older than him. He has a fascinating story. He was raised in Stone Mountain, Georgia. This is the United States, Georgia, just about 20 miles outside of Atlanta. During high school, he played guitar in a cover band. But his ambition quickly outgrew that outlet. Once he graduated from high school, he even threw a music festival as his birthday party. Like, he threw a mini music festival for his 18th birthday, and he dubbed it Roar Fest, and it issued a free digital download mixtape called Indigo Child. He's contributed to Subtrack's album and song Wonder Where We Land. And he's been actually nominated on BBC's Sound of 2015 poll. So this guy is the real deal. And he's, some people might say this is the future of hip hop, a very diverse and interesting future, if you ask me, because the influences are so, truly different and all-encompassing, and nothing like you've ever heard before in hip-hop. It's great, and I'm all for it. Great, you know, like, genres don't need to be staying stale with the same old conventions. If anything, they're meant to be broken and tampered with, and Rory does exactly that. So if you want to hear what alternative folk hip-hop electronic music sounds like, well, you're about to hear it. The first track that we're going to play by Rory is called Crystal Express. All right, and you're gonna listen to that right here on Soul Sandwich. You know, so stay tuned. Don't stray away from the dial or from the computer. We got more amazing tunes. So first up, let's kick it with Rory, Crystal Express.
Crystal Express. As we Diamonds go through heat and constant pressure for creation. You'll be at your true nirvana. You can ride the crystal and spread.
That was Rory with Crystal Express. Such a beautiful song. And if you weren't listening during right before I played that song, you would have you know, the thing is, I described him as being like a mix of hip-hop and folk, and I don't even know if that does it justice. He's just his own thing. Rory is really doing his own thing, and it's great. He's messing with genres, blending them all together, and making something beautiful out of it. Although the next track I'm going to play you is one of his more rap-heavy tracks, and it sounds awesome. And this is the one that I think he sounds so much like Andre 3000, and I mean it in the best way possible. You know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, they say, and I think Rory does a great job of, you know, kind of emulating the style of Andre 3000, but still making it his own. So let's hear it right now, right here, Forbidden Knowledge by Rory, featuring Big Crit, actually. So you got another rapper on the track, and this is the one where bars will be spit. So, you know, brace yourselves. We haven't heard any raw hip-hop, and this might be the rawest hip-hop we have for today's episode. So, you know, for the hip-hop heads that listen to my show, you know, tough luck. Today's episode is a bit more variety hour, and we got a bit more laid-back tunes, but this is the one track that I think will satiate your hip-hop desire and crave. All right, let's go. Forbidden Knowledge, Rory featuring Big Crit.
Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. I spend large hours of my days alone. I don't believe we share this universal space alone. I think we got a lot from them. They gave us phones, internet, and now we all know what is forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge is too great for a man. Think if man could read your mind, you think that man understands how to use it with integrity, not conquering land? Would it be good if we increased the lifespan? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. We can grow out of control like cancer under the skin of Mother Nature. Busy cities, much alike to a tumor. Too many cells, the residents, the body's polluter. I say Wusa and Ali, you the chubby doobie, the Judah, child of Jacob. I know my history, I know we are Moors. There's a universe in her afro. Hold us back, though. There's a power in the black folk. Well, that's forbidden knowledge. At first, they want to keep us separate but equal. But it's not, so we fight against the hatred and evil. Now they let us think we got it, and they're killing our people. Why does history repeat like a sequel? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. It's got a man watching TV like people. Rewinding his favorite parts to playing back like it's TiVo. Have I wrote this shit before? It all feels like a redo. And deja vu is left to die like our dreams do. But that's forbidden knowledge. I have some shocking memories as a kid. Waking up onto a table, a lab, some type of biz. Too vivid to be a nightmare. Mom would tell me that shit. Can't remember anything that they did. Guess that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge. kind of preview to heaven. We manifest a reality based on our personality. Karma from shit we did since the day we were 7. So did you share toys or did you masturbate at 11? I'm just a 90s baby and millennial kid. Indigo's on the rise to make perennial shift. Hope this music stands long as redwoods, sequoias, pyramids, and stones like stones from Stonehenge. Come on, let the future tell the truth. Cause you a shell of you, you played your cards wrong, now you got hell in you. Be glad I still retain respect for you. Cause I got bullets that'll kill you if your vest is hell and heaven proof. I never understand your corporate greed. Just a group of people, all they want is more than they need. Signing off on papers blinded to the pain overseas. Blood resulting from the ink that they bleed. But that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge.
So, who put the liquor store across the street from the gun shop? In the park, I hop, skipping a dark way from the gunshots that rang out in the neighborhood where the youth misunderstood, fighting over concrete squares where the laws just ain't no good. I think the agenda's meant to kill us all. Like, what good is education long as you can ball? Standing on the couch inside the club and hit the mall. Billy feed a bum, but you buy it all. I think they laughing at us. Cause while we watching some cable, they was talking about the economy, sharecroppers and stables. How to keep a horse running his course. Give him some blinders so that he lack remorseful who's ever right beside him is on. Kind. I pray you dig deeper if you don't find what you're looking for on the surface. The knowledge that you need can't be next tail chirped. You every bit of worth it, not worthless. You kings and queens were meant for better things than flexing on the scene or bursting out the seams of your blinds that you told yourself you never wear outside your mama's highs. Cause the energy it lends put strong women down.
Down.
Brother, look, you don't need to go to jail just to read you a book. I wonder what Malcolm found after going to Mecca, or the mind state of Martin after visiting Selma. Two leaders that were slain for speaking the topic on the schemers and the reapers of forbidden knowledge.
Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge.
Forbidden knowledge.
That was Rory with Forbidden Knowledge. Such an awesome track. And I think Rory is, bound to... hit it big. I mean, he's already getting a lot of traction in the music blogs, but it's just a matter of time before he goes mainstream. And I mean, in a good way, because this is the kind of music that I want to hear more out of, not just hip hop, but like everywhere. I want to hear music that is really diverse and eclectic in its genre and in its genre influences. And Rory just seems like he's like, I wanted to take the best. The best of all these genres that he loves and take the best influences from each of them and combine it into one amazing experience. And that's what he's doing. And big ups to him. And hopefully we keep hearing more artists like him, because that's where the future of music, not just the future of hip hop, but some people are saying that's where the future of music is going to be headed to. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. Speaking of beautiful things, and local, Canadian talent. I don't play a lot of francophone music on this show. It's mainly a reflection of my lack of knowledge. But I stumbled upon this amazing francophone artist from Quebec. His name is King Melrose, and he plays some really awesome R&B and funk. But he sings in French. And you know, I don't understand French very well. I took it to a 12th grade level, but I never really claimed any proficiency or fluency with it. So although I do not know what he's saying, it just sounds good to my ears. So I hope it sounds good to your ears. I know not many Vancouverites can speak the French language, let alone understand the French language. But hey, maybe if we listen to a bit more francophone music, it's a start, right? So we're going to get things started with the francophone tune of Bleu by King Melrose from Quebec. This is a very upbeat, funkadelic tune. It's definitely got positive, feel-good vibes. The one after that we're going to play will be a more laid-back tune, and I'm going to butcher the French. Ne me laisse pas tomber. I don't know. I hope I said that right. I'm going to hear the song and realize how badly I butchered it. Point is, you're going to hear two amazing tracks from a francophone artist from Quebec. His name is King Melrose, and you're going to love it. Tune in. Stay tuned to Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia.
Je n'aime plus le blanc. J'ai fait tous les verts et même tous les roussins. C'est dans l'unique collant que je me sens bien depuis. Dans mon cœur et dans mon corps, dans ma vie. C'est la couleur du qui, la couleur de l'amour. Toi et moi,
that was King Melrose with Bleu. And we're going to do another King Melrose track. This one's a little bit more downbeat, but it's still really cool. It's really chill. I think you're going to love the vibes. Here's Ne me laisse pas tomber by King Melrose. Enjoy.
Les one-on-one, c'est pas du tout fait pour moi. Oh, pardonne-moi si je ne crois plus en toi. Je doute et redoute de moi. Oh, please, my lord, à genoux devant toi, je t'ouvre grand les bras. Oh, please, my lord, j'ai perdu tout espoir. Comment faire pour y croire? Eh, hey, ne me laisse pas tomber. Eh, hey, même si j'ai tout foiré, j'ai la soul qui ne comprend plus rien. Oh, please, my lord, ne me laisse pas tomber. Hey, J'ai jamais su vraiment me comprendre. Et jamais pu rester là à attendre en silence. Faut pas trop que j'y pense. Y'a beaucoup trop de questions sans réponse. Et beaucoup trop d'histoires qui recommencent. Je cherche le jour dans mes nuits. Oh please, my lord, à genoux devant toi, je te demande pourquoi. Oh please, my lord, j'ai perdu tout espoir. Comment faire pour y croire? Eh, hey, ne me laisse pas tomber. Eh, hey, si j'ai tout foiré, j'ai la soul qui ne comprend plus rien.
Oh please my Lord, ne me laisse pas tomber. Hey, ne me laisse pas tomber. Hey, même si j'ai tout foiré, j'ai la sauce. Je ne comprends plus rien. Oh please my Lord.
Just heard King Melrose with Ne me laisse pas tomber, a great song off his album Bleu, which is streamable right now on Spotify. So get on the Spotify thing, guys. I did not believe in paying for streamed music. I just didn't think that was a, you know, I thought like, oh, I got YouTube, I got SoundCloud. But, I mean, you don't even have to actually pay for Spotify. You can get a free account. But I ended up, you know, wanting to just try out in the premium to see what it would be like. And it's been treating me well. I've been discovering a lot more new tunes. You can create lots of playlists. And you can even, what's really cool is you can actually follow your friends and see what they're listening to. Which, to me, that alone is, like, the dopest feature right there. It's very easy. You can see live, real time, what people are, your friends in your network are listening to. You could just add everybody from Facebook if you wanted to do that. And you can follow each other, too, so you can see what playlists they're creating. So it's a great way of sharing music and music knowledge. What we got coming up next is Lion Babe. Lion Babe is an awesome New York City duo. They've got kind of, you could say, a left of center retro take on R&B, but it's definitely very electronic, you know, got a lot of electronic influence on it too. And I was lucky enough to see these guys live. It's actually just a woman and a man. Vanessa, let's see, I'm trying to remember the name. Hervey, the daughter of Vanessa. Ah, okay, I'm just reading up. So Hervey is the daughter of Vanessa Williams. And she teamed up with an awesome producer named, oh, sorry, this is the vocalist. Vocalist is Jillian Hervey, and producer is Lucas Goodman. But I have seen other vocalists in their band, and like other band members. They had a drummer and a backup vocalist when I saw them open for The Roots. That was a show I managed to catch last year and still remains to me my favorite live show experience. And I didn't know who these guys were. I was like, who are these people? They're opening for The Roots. Like, they got to be good. And turns out they were awesome. Lion Babe is still producing some awesome tracks. Like, they've only been getting bigger and bigger since last year. And the track that I'm about to play for you is their latest track that they just released a couple days ago. It's called Where Do We Go? So you're going to be listening to Where Do We Go by Lion Babe off their album, which is of the same name. And if you want to check this out, again, I've got all this music on Spotify. So follow me on Spotify. I got all the tunes there. The database is right here. So tune in. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Soul Sandwich. And I'm playing Where Do We Go by Lion Babe. Enjoy.
Lying on the bathroom floor,
That was Lion Babe with Where Do We Go? So we're going to wrap things up with one last song. And I decided I had two songs to choose between by this next artist. One was called Another Rainy Day, and the other is a cover of Bob Marley's Is This Love? And although I do love Another Rainy Day, and today was actually a beautiful rainy day, because if you were on UBC campus, you got to see a beautiful rainbow after the rain, downpour a little bit, but then you got this amazing rainbow that came out. So I thought, oh, that would be very thematic and atmospheric if I played that as my last song for Soul Sandwich this hour. But no, I want to do some Bob Marley vibe, and I think this cover is great. It does an amazing take, and it does it justice. Corrine Bailey Rae is a soul singer from the UK, and you know she hasn't been active quite so recently, but you should still check out her stuff. It's incredible, really good, like Sunday morning chill vibes. Like if you wanted to just wake up and feel good about yourself and feel good about the day that's ahead of you, put on some Corrine Bailey Rae. And to you know, top it all off of this hour, we got Is This Love? So, you know, this is just the perfect way to end. And I really hope you guys are, managing to get by your day, overcome that stress, overcome those papers, overcome those exams, whatever it is, overcome work, the grind. And remember that, it's not too long before you get to spend some family time, or if you don't get that luxury of having a break, just have a mental break at the very least. Just have some time to yourself during a day. Walk around in nature. I don't know. I'm just trying to give you guys some general advice. because that's the kind of stuff that's worked for me. So let's without further ado, end off Soul Sandwich this hour with Is This Love by Corrine Bailey Rae.
Treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together on the roof over our heads. We'll share the shelter. I'm a single man. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love?